An Indiana doctor became part of the national debate over abortion, and now the state medical board has reprimanded her.
Dr. Caitlin Bernard went public about performing an abortion for a 10-year-old rape victim who'd come to her from Ohio. Indiana authorities accused her of violating privacy rules, and she faced questions in a contentious hearing.
Do you have a tattoo of a coat hanger that says, "Trust women," on your body?
Objection. This testimony would be immaterial and irrelevant for this proceeding.
The board fined Bernard, but it also said she may continue practicing.
NPR's Sarah McCammon has been following the story. Sarah, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
How did Dr. Bernard end up before that board?
Well, you should know this proceeding came after months of criticism of Dr. Caitlin Bernard by Indiana's Republican Attorney General Todd Rokita and other prominent conservatives nationally. You know, she came to attention last July, just days after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, when Dr. Bernard told the Indianapolis Star about providing abortion to a 10-year-old rape victim who'd traveled to her state from Ohio after a near-total abortion ban took effect there in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Now, Attorney General Rokita seized on that story, suggested Bernard hadn't properly reported the abortion under state law. That was proven false by documents the state released later. But after that effort fell apart, Rokita began investigating her and ultimately filed a complaint with the Indiana Medical Licensing Board. Now, Bernard told that board yesterday that her goal had been to inform the public about the real-world impact of abortion laws on her patients.
I think it's important for people to know what patients will have to go through because of legislation that is being passed.
Okay, what was the case that she'd done something wrong?
So the state's lawyers argued that Bernard had acted inappropriately and with political motivations. They asked about her political beliefs, including that question we heard earlier about a tattoo. Corey Voigt, who's with Rokita's office, the attorney general, accused Bernard of using her patient's story to, quote, further her own agenda.
This case is about a decision that Dr. Bernard made to speak about her patient to a reporter for the largest newspaper in Indiana.
Now, the attorney general has claimed, one, that Bernard violated patient privacy laws, and two, that she failed to properly report the rape to Indiana authorities.
Well, if the attorney general was going to accuse her of a political agenda, did anyone accuse the state of furthering their political agenda here?
Certainly, Bernard's supporters have accused the attorney general of politically motivated attacks from the beginning. They've noted that this is, you know, a very unusual process. But her lawyers yesterday largely stuck to the facts. They pointed out that she reported the rape to hospital social workers in Indiana in line with standard protocol, as she does in similar cases involving patients who are minors. And the licensing board sided with Bernard on that one, but a majority of members said they thought she gave too many details about the patient to the press. She did point out that her employer, the University of Indiana Health System, did its own review last year and found that she had complied with patient privacy law.
If the board says she did something wrong, why can she continue practicing in Indiana?
Well, they talked about going a step further than this and putting her on probation. But, you know, Steve, they discussed the fact that Bernard is one of a very small number of OBGYNs in Indiana who accept Medicaid in a state where more than a third of women who give birth rely on Medicaid. And the board ultimately said they can't afford to lose a doctor like Caitlin Bernard.
Hmm. NPR's Sarah McCammon with an update on a story in my home state. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.